Greetings. This is your weekly Tech Law 10. This is Eric Sinrod of Duane Morris in San Francisco. I'm joined by my colleague, Jonathan Armstrong. And Jonathan, I understand there have been some rain issues where you are in the UK, and it somehow had an impact on Twitter. And you want to tell us about this?
Yes, we have. Yeah, thanks, Eric, and thank you all for joining us. So we have had some substantial flooding issues right down from Scotland through the northeast of England, and that's impacted on train times this morning. And so the train that I wanted to get somewhere was pretty late. And most of the people in the station do what British people do in a crisis. They shrug their shoulders. They start talking to each other, which we ordinarily don't early in the morning. We sort of gently complain amongst ourselves, and then the train arrives 40 minutes late, and we get on it, and it's soon forgotten after the nice people bring us a cup of tea. And that's the British way of behaving, it seems to me. But Twitter has changed that slightly, and I've been guilty of it myself, though not to the extremities that this guy was. Sometimes, of course, if the rail company or the airline or whatever have let us down, then we vent our feelings on Twitter. And I think I told you, Eric, before that I'd had this incident with KLM, no harm in naming the airline, who I won't go into all of the details, but they sent me from the UK to Amsterdam via Scotland. And trust me, that's not a direct route. And they only ever responded via Twitter. And it was a long, long day. I'd shown up at the airport, I think, at 6 a.m., and I arrive in the Netherlands at 6 p.m. for a flight that should take about 50 minutes. And the KLM person had gone from being receptive on Twitter, given that their call center didn't seem to be working, their people at the airport weren't communicating with me, gone from being, and then throughout the day, had become more comical. So when I posted a picture of the Scottish mountains and said, here's Scotland, it's beautiful, although I was meant to be in the Netherlands, the KLM person, I thought quite bravely, responded back on Twitter to say, yeah, but on the bright side, those mountains are beautiful and we took you there. So I thought it was really quite a brave decision to take somebody on Twitter, if you like, and try and make a joke of it. But we've had another incident which is hitting Twitter across the UK at the moment. So we had these big floods this morning, and one person decided to take it out on the East Coast Trains Twitter account at East Coast UK and sent an unnecessary line of expletives to the Twitter account, the basic gist of which was that these people didn't know how to run a railway and they were all to blame. And the obviously, the sort of Twitter guardian at East Coast, I imagine, had had quite a fraught and long day, given that the train I was on was cancelled, I think, about 6 a.m. in the morning. So by 4 p.m., if it was the same guy on duty, they've obviously had a long day of responding to irate people on Twitter. And the corporate response was along the lines of, yes, I'm so sorry. I quite forgot we did pour gallons of water ourselves all over the rail line, and we're to blame. And the world of Twitter seems to have treated, you know, instantly gone sympathetic to the rail company rather than the irate passenger, when I suspect most of our sympathies would usually be with the passenger who'd been delayed, absent his or her bad language. And I thought there was some interesting interesting thoughts around that, really. I think it's much more of a high-risk strategy to try humor or to try and engage with people who are criticizing you on Twitter in particular. But I know a number of corporations where they've had incidents and they've taken that approach with good results that they obviously wouldn't share with the outside world, but they've materially changed their online reputation. And we've done some work, as you know, with a not-for-profit looking at people's online behaviors. And I guess my question for the world at large is, whether we have people who are genetically good at tweeting. Are good tweeters who can go slightly off-piste in that situation and take the initiative and change the tone from being merely corporate to slightly humorous and slightly radical. Is that something we train in people, or is it something that they're born with? The initial, admittedly not very scientific studies that we've done with this not-for-profit nominate as part of another net campaign would suggest that certainly college kids and right up to people getting older do have, either they get Twitter or they don't, and they know risk or they don't, and obviously people's attitude to risk seems to be something that they're born with, and they transfer those generic skills onto Twitter and onto social media. And it seems to me that if I'm a corporation looking to defend my reputation in a crisis, I want to identify those people and get them to be tweeting on my behalf and allow them to take some risk, though obviously not to, you know, bet everything that the company has on one or two tweets of questionable humor. And I wondered if you had a view on that, Eric, and whether you'd seen it over in the U.S., different corporations having different ways of responding to crises on Twitter.
Yeah, and you sort of posed your question to the world at large. I certainly can't speak on behalf of the world at large, but I have some initial comments, Jonathan, and you raise an interesting issue. I think there's a real tightrope to walk here, because on the one hand, I do believe that if a company can get out there through social media and manage events as they're unfolding, it probably can help create goodwill and calm people down and perhaps even gain sympathy in a situation where there might be ire and anger. On the other hand, while the message that gets out might mollify the vast majority of people receiving the message, at least here in the United States, we're a very litigious country. And I'm not passing judgment on that. I'm just stating a fact. So even if a message goes out through social media that explains, look, here's the problem we've had, here's what went wrong, we're really sorry, we're doing our best to make it better, you know, maybe 99% of the people receiving that message get it, and 1% file a class action lawsuit saying you've admitted fault, it's your mistake, we've been harmed, and you need to pay. Now, it depends on the particular situation where there's actually a potential true legal liability or not, but I think that would be the concern, and I think companies will be somewhat reticent to have people on their behalf go off script in certain situations, because it could end up coming back to bite, as we say here.
Yeah, it would be unfortunate if the guy's attempt at humor out of the rain situation led to a flood of claims, wouldn't it?
A flood of claims. Very good. Well, I think we've reached our tech law almost 12 at this point, but thank you, Jonathan. And I hope you're wearing your, we call them galoshes or rain boots, you might call them there. I hope your feet aren't getting wet and you make it home okay.
Absolutely. Well, Hunter is the trendy accessory, certainly out in New York, the world of British Wellington design is very grateful for the fashionistas of New York for keeping that trend up.
There you go. All right, well, from a foggy but not wet Bay Area, I bid everyone adieu. I ask that you keep following us, and we'll be coming at you weekly. As you know, you can find us on Twitter, as we've been talking about, and LinkedIn and Facebook. My email address is ejsinrod@dwaynemorris.com. Jonathan?
I'm JP Armstrong at DwayneMorris.com. Do let us know your thoughts, even over Twitter or email or via our LinkedIn page. We're particularly interested in what you think of this week's, but of course we're always happy to hear from you. Thanks very much to Sarah, by the way, for suggesting this week's topic over Twitter. Good call. Thanks, Sarah. All that remains is to thank you for listening, Eric, to bid that you stay dry, and we'll speak to you next week.
We'll be singing in the rain. Bye-bye.